Join me as we explore the profound devotion of the five first Saturdays, a devotion handed to us by Our Lady herself. Learn how you can console the Immaculate Heart of Mary and bring grace into your life. Stay tuned for a special gift at the end, a brochure with all you need to practice this devotion effectively. Ave Mundis Pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. As we enter August, the month dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, today's video delves into the beautiful devotion of the five first Saturdays, a practice deeply rooted in the messages of Our Lady of Fatima. This devotion, centered on reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, holds profound significance for all Catholics, reflecting Padre Pio's profound devotion and love for Our Lady. So, in honor of Our Lady, and to show that, like Padre Pio, we too take her wishes seriously, let's explore the messages received by Sister Lucia, one of the Fatima visionaries. In a letter dated November 1st, 1927, Sister Lucia explained the essence of this devotion to her godmother. She described how Our Lady and Jesus expressed a desire for this reparatory devotion to be practiced by the faithful. Sister Lucia detailed that on the first Saturday of five consecutive months, the faithful should receive communion, recite the rosary, spend 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the rosary, and make a confession. These acts of devotion are intended to offer reparation for the offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. However, the significance of this devotion becomes clearer when we consider the revelations made by Our Lady and Our Lord. On December 10, 1925, Sister Lucia experienced a vision of the Blessed Mother alongside the Christ Child. Our Lady, holding a heart encircled by thorns, expressed her sorrow over the blasphemies and ingratitude that pierce her heart. Sister Lucia heard Jesus say, "Have pity on the heart of your most holy mother, which is covered with thorns, with which ingrate men pierce it at every moment, with no one to make an act of reparation to pull them out." Our Lady then requested that the faithful make reparation by observing the five first Saturdays devotion, which I previously described. Also, very important, Our Lady promised that all who practiced this devotion with the intention of making reparation would receive the graces necessary for salvation at the hour of their death. But why five Saturdays? Why not seven or nine? This question was posed by Sister Lucia's confessor, Father José Bernardo Gonçalves. In a vision during a vigil on the eve of May 30, 1930, Our Lord explained that the five Saturdays correspond to the five types of blasphemes against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. They are as follows. First, blasphemes against her Immaculate Conception. Second, blasphemes against her virginity. Third, blasphemes against her divine maternity while refusing to accept her as the mother of all mankind. Fourth, publicly instilling indifference, contempt, and even hatred towards this Immaculate Mother in the hearts of children. And fifth, insulting her directly in her sacred images. These are good to keep in mind as they are essential in understanding the significance of this devotion. Furthermore, in a subsequent vision, Sister Lucia presented to Our Lord the difficulties that devotees encountered in fulfilling some conditions. For this reason, our Lord allowed some modifications. Confession can be made on days other than the first Saturday, provided that Holy Communion is received in a state of grace and with the intention of offering reparation. Even if one forgets to make the intention of offering reparation during confession, it can be made at the next opportunity. Additionally, meditating for 15 minutes on just one or a few mysteries of the Rosary suffices for the devotion. Reflecting on this devotion, we are reminded of Padre Pio's profound love for Our Lady. He once said, "Some people are so foolish that they think they can go through life without the help of the Blessed Mother." His deep devotion to Mary, whom he lovingly called his Mamina, mirrors the essence of the five first Saturdays devotion. Mary is our mother. Just as Sister Lucia and the faithful followers of Fatima committed themselves to consoling the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we too are called to console Our Lady and offer reparation for the many offenses against her. So, to assist you in observing this beautiful devotion, we have prepared a digital brochure containing all the necessary information about the five first Saturdays devotion. So please feel free to download it. You will find the link in the description below. As we participate in this devotion, let us seek to repair the wounds inflicted on her Immaculate Heart and draw closer to Jesus through Mary. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.